AP News, I'm Haya Punjwani. Israel is striking on Tehran and Beirut, and Iran strikes on the Gulf amid a rising energy crisis. AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
Explosions echoed over the Beirut skyline overnight into Monday as Israel launched new attacks on Beirut and Tehran. Meanwhile, Dubai's airport suspended flights due to an Iranian drone that struck a nearby fuel tank. Iran also launched missiles towards Israel on Monday. The fighting has been disrupting oil shipping through the Strait of Hormuz and pushing global energy prices higher. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi told MS Now on Saturday that the strategic strait was open to some.
It is only closed to the tankers and ships belonging to our enemies, to those who are attacking us and their allies.
President Donald Trump says he's asked several countries to send warships to protect the strait, but none have committed so far. I'm Karen Shamas.
Meanwhile, AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that President Trump is upping the pressure on China.
President Donald Trump says he may delay his anticipated trip to China as he pressures Beijing to help reopen the Strait of Hormuz to ease soaring oil prices. Trump told the Financial Times on Sunday that China benefits from the strait and should help keep it open. Aboard Air Force One, Trump told reporters,
"Why are we maintaining the Harbor Strait when it's really there for China and many other countries? Why aren't they doing it?"
Iran has nearly shut down the waterway. Trump says the U.S. has talked with about seven nations seeking assistance to help keep it open. Currently, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is meeting with China's vice premier in Paris for trade talks tied to Trump's potential trip. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. The U.S. has won gold again and achieved a historic hockey feat in Italy. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh.
3 weeks after the United States beat Canada in the Olympic hockey finals, the Americans overcame their neighbors again to win Paralympic gold and complete the sweep at Milan Cortina. Jack Wallace scored a hat trick to help the U.S. beat Canada 6-2 in Sunday's para ice hockey final and become the first nation to win all three of the hockey tournaments at the Olympics and Paralympics in the same year. Caden Beasley, Declan Farmer, and Brody Roybal also scored for the U.S. Liam Hickey bagged both goals for Canada. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Forecasters said mid-Atlantic states and Washington, D.C. are at the greatest risk for high winds and tornadoes. A cold front was expected to move off the East Coast by Tuesday, bringing sharply colder weather in its wake. More on these on APNews.com. I'm Haya Punjwani, AP News.